أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صدقكم الله وعده إذ تحسونهم بإذنه حتى إذا فشلتم وتنازعتم في الأمر وعصيتم من بعد ما أراكم ما تحبون منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفا عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. In this ayat, like the whole Quran Sharif, every ayat, Allah explains very, very important matters. This is very, very relevant for us also. Based on the occasion of the Battle of Uhud, after the Battle of Badr, in which Allah, the first battle of Islam, Allah had given great victory to the Muslims. The Kuffar got ready, prepared everything, and came back for the next battle to fight the Muslims again, which is called the Battle of Uhud. At the beginning, these Muslims won the truth. Allah's help was with them, and they cut the kuffar like you cut grass. They just walked over them, killed them. Allah's great, great help had come. But then, due to some misunderstanding, they did not understand the command of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam properly. That whole great victory changed into a complete defeat, in which 70 Sahaba, great, great Sahaba, among them, Hazrat Hamza, Sayyidul Shuhada, they were all made shaheed in one day, 70 Sahaba. So Allah explains, like we also, that I'm practicing on deen, I'm doing my namaz, everything, but still something goes wrong in our life. The opposite happens, in fact. So why does that happen? That Allah explains here. Made the basis, this battle of Uhud, and it is the instruction for us till the day of Qiyamah, and for all people who are practicing on deen, they're doing everything right, and yet something goes wrong. What is the cause of it? That Allah Ta'ala explains. The Sahaba were also surprised that we are on the truth, we have got Islam, Allah's Nabi is with us. How did we get defeated like this? And by whose hands? The hands of the kuffar, the worst enemies, idol worshippers. Allah used them to defeat the Sahaba, the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were practicing on deen. Why is it? Those answers are given in here. Just like for us also, if we are practicing on deen and still things are going wrong in our life, then we have to check where, why is the cause, what's the cause of it. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ. Or Allah to satcha kar chuka tha tumse apna wada, and Allah had completed His promise with you, that you people, the Sahaba, followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are practicing on deen, and that victory will be yours. I gave you that victory. جب تم قتل کرنے لگے ان کو اس کے حکم سے. When the beginning of the battle of Uhud, and you cutting them down like grass, one way, you were just walking over them. The whole battle was in your hands from the start. Everything, you defeated them. They started running away. They were retreating. I completed my promise. You people on deen, you on haq, my promise is there, and I completed that. But then, hatta idha fashiltum, yahan tak jo tumne namardi ki. But then when you became like cowards, and that was when that passed that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to guard, and they must not leave this place till he sends further instruction. So there, then they saw the battle is over, Muslims are winning, kuffar have run away, Muslims are gathering the spoils of war, the booty. Now that command, some of them thought, now that command is no more of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They thought that the command is still when the battle is on. Battle is over, we have won completely. So they lost, Allah refers to this, their courage they had lost. They became like cowards, that is, they did not observe that command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it was supposed to be fulfilled. So that also we have to see, we are doing Allah's command, but where we are doing something wrong. We might think it's a small thing, Allah is referring it to as an act of cowardice. And cowardice is a very, very serious thing. To be a coward is a very serious thing. So Allah has termed it as that. وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ اور کام میں جھگڑا ڈالا. And you people started disputing. The 50 arches that were put by this pass, the vast majority of them thought that the battle is over and we must leave here. A few others, together with their Amir, they said, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command was that when my command comes to you, then only you must leave here. He didn't say anything when the battle is over. So you started arguing amongst yourself. This is another cause of Allah's help going away. When we start arguing and fighting amongst ourselves, that is when Allah's help also goes away. وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ اور نافرمانی کی بعد اس کے کہ تم کو دکھا چکے تمہاری خوشی کی چیز. And you people disobeyed. Allah is using a hard term, asaitu. You disobeyed. It's a very hard term, especially for the Sahaba to use it. We got no right. Allah has the full right to say as He wants to. So He say, Allah say, you people disobeyed. After that, when I showed you what you loved, you saw the spoils of war, the booty, then you disobeyed the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, till my command comes to you, you must not leave from here. And then you disobeyed that command. So Allah, then Allah says, and what was the reason for that? Allah is using very hard words. Minkum may yuridu dunya, wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. Koi tum mein se chahta tha dunya, aur koi tum mein se chahta tha akhirah. Some of you wanted the dunya, the spoils of war, the beauty, the booty, and the others wanted akhirah. They said, no matter what happens, Allah's Rasul told us we must stay here, we're going to follow the command of Allah, of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this dispute, Allah says that brought this. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, and this is very, very important for us to take note of. He says, till this ayat was not revealed, minkum may yurid dunya. He says, we, the Sahaba, we did not have any idea that we have love of dunya. Allah, who knows us better than ourselves, Allah took our x-ray, Allah scanned us, and Allah said, you have got love of dunya in you. So many times we think we are very pious and we haven't got love of dunya and I follow sunnahs very much, but how many sunnahs we are discarding? And Allah, who knows, Allah analyzes us. Allah Ta'ala scans us and takes out our fault. So the Sahaba and a great Sahabi like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, till this ayat was not revealed, we did not think that any one of us has got love of dunya. But this ayat made it clear. Allah said, minkum may yurid dunya. Amongst you there are those whose object is the dunya. So when that is the object of our lives, and today by and large, all of us, dunya is our object. Deen we have got, but that is by the way. Because I'm a Muslim, I'll make my namaz, I will do, I'll dress like a Muslim. But deen is not our object of life. And we are here, we want to make money. What investments I can make? How much I can save up? How I can put up my children in dunya? That is more our worry. Well, about our health, I take out a medical plan in case this happens. Take out a policy for accident, in case an accident happens. That all we got. Our object is not akhirah. We doing work of akhirah in between. But our object is dunya. And so when that is the object, Allah's help is not there. Allah's help is when وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. That our object is fully the akhirah. Fully deen, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So there are very great lessons for us to learn, that when we think we are pious, and still why are things going wrong in our life? Yeah, in this ayat, Allah has given this answer, based it on this occasion of the battle of Uhud, and it is the rule till the day of Qiyamah. For all the Muslims in the whole world, till the day of the Qiyamah, it is a rule that when we will break the laws of Allah, we will suffer the consequences. We must not think that I'm a pious person, so nothing can go wrong in my life. I'm a big Maulana, I'm a big Sheikh, so whatever I can do, but nothing will go wrong. No, whoever will break the law of Allah, the Sahaba, and yeah, we got no right to use these words. Allah has used hard words, that you will disobey Allah's Rasul, you broke the laws, you love dunya, because of that all these troubles came in your life. So we might think that I'm very pious and I fulfill all Allah's command, but we don't know how much we are breaking the laws of Allah. So a great, great lesson, and lot of confusion which comes in our minds, doubts which come in our minds, in this ayat Allah has removed it completely. May Allah give us the understanding of Quran Sharif, and the great thing is to practice on it. Then we will get the real benefit.